many people, something like 15 people with was armed, was in the palace of the president, and we know that some citizens, American citizens, was among them, maybe 4 people. And the army and our security service attested that there are American people, because they find their passports with them that show that they are citizens, American citizens.
And we also heard that it was led by a certain Congolese naturalized American citizen named Christian Malanga. Do you know anything about that person?
Yeah, we know something. I know something about Christian Malanga. He's a Congolese naturalized American. He was in the opposition, and from 2015, he started his activism in the opposition against the former regime of Kabila. And then he starts to talk about the new regime of Tshisekedi on the YouTube, on the internet. We hear about him, but we didn't know. We didn't notice that he was very serious, and we didn't hope that he can reach, arrive till the, to try to make a coup d'etat. But he's a Congolese, like many Congolese people who live outside of Congo and try to do what he did.
Talk about this action and how it, you know, relates to the larger implications of it. What triggered it? Is it people are frustrated because of all the violence that's happening, ongoing in different parts of the country, or what is behind it?
What we know is that we know that some people are behind him in army, but till now they don't talk about the name of any general, any colonel, no one. But we know that he was hoping that some contact of him will come to help him and to make the situation larger and to try to take the power. And outside, we hear that he has some support. Now, we don't know which support exactly, because they are talking about Brazza, Congo Brazza, our neighbor. Some of the elements come from Brazza that was in the Congo River, to go another side of the river. And we hear that some people in Congo Brazza was with him. Yeah.
But you say that he's outside the country, but yet they say that he was the one that was orchestrating this attempted coup?
He lived outside of the country, and he came in Congo. He was not make himself visible. He was hide. He didn't want that people knows that he was here. He was outside and sometimes come from Brazzaville, but he was not living in Congo, have like everyone. Yeah.